James Brennan and Sarah Heidemann with the firm Headland, Brennan & Heidemann have been Wrangell's borough attorneys for the past several years. They are responsible for the current borough petition, which goes before the vote of the people in this upcoming state election. A discovery that has been made regarding this current borough petition concerns the charter. The proposed borough charter is different than the current City of Wrangell charter. A charter is like a constitution. Any laws or ordinances that pass cannot be in conflict with the charter. City Council member James Stowe was on the committee that developed the current city charter. At the last council meeting, he said the differences between the city charter and the borough charter are significant.
In the research that I've done in comparing the two charters, they are completely different. The problems that I found was that these two documents are not even close to each other. There is absolutely no comparison between the two. I can't even explain it. It would take me a long time to read every difference between the two. There are so many differences.
The borough attorneys found 24 inconsistencies between the two documents. For instance, the city charter doesn't allow the mayor to initiate motions. The borough charter doesn't say anything about this. Another example of a difference involves the sale or lease of city property valued at over $1 million. In the current city charter, this would require voter approval. This requirement isn't found in the borough charter. Attorney James Brennan says these differences won't cause a big impact.
There are differences, but they are not the kind of differences that are going to create much in the way of problems here in the short term.
If the voters approve borough incorporation, the new borough charter would go into effect immediately. According to Brennan, the majority of inconsistencies caused by the different charters could be reconciled by ordinance.
If there's something that's in the city charter but is not in the borough charter, those differences can mostly be made up in the short term by simply adopting borough ordinances to cover those differences.
But there are some inconsistencies that cannot be fixed by passing an ordinance. It would involve making an amendment to the charter itself, which has to go before the vote of the people.
In those few instances, the voters will need to make a choice. The amendment, there can be proposed amendments to the new borough charter at Wrangell's next regular election in October, and at that time the voters can choose between, do you want to keep the provisions in the existing in the borough charter, which is a part of the borough petition, or do you want to go back to the way that it was under the city charter? So in those few instances where there are irreconcilable conflicts, the voters can make that choice at the next regular election.
If incorporation of the Wrangell borough is approved by the voters, it will be up to the new borough assembly how they want to solve the problem of the conflicting charters. They can choose to keep the borough charter as is, or they can change it. Any changes to the charter would have to be on the ballot in the October election. Attorney James Brennan will be in Wrangell on April 14th to address any concerns regarding the borough charter. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.